USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian has been downgraded and it's now a Category 2 storm as it continues to make its way toward the southeastern coast of the United States. South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster is urging people to take the storm seriously, even though it's been downgraded.
The storm surge, that is the water coming in, we're talking about wind, but the water, the storm surge on top of already higher than usual tides that are forecast are expected to be resulting from 6 to 10 inches of rainfall.
On Tuesday, the United States imposed sanctions on Iran's Civilian Space Agency and 2 research organizations, saying they were being used to advance Tehran's ballistic missile program. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 285 points to close at 26,118, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A 14-year-old in Alabama admits to the unthinkable. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Police in Elkmont, Alabama, north of Birmingham, say a 14-year-old boy has confessed to murdering all 5 members of his family last night. The boy reportedly called 911 to say he heard shots fired, but later reportedly confessed to pulling the trigger himself.
Police say it's too early to know the 14-year-old's motivation. Kevin Hart's wife, Aniko Parrish, is speaking out after her husband's car accident over the weekend. A video of Parrish entering the hospital where Kevin is staying surfaced on Monday.
How's Kevin doing?
He's great.
Is he going to pull through fully, you think?
Yeah, he's just fine.
The comedian and actor was involved in a serious car accident early Sunday morning that left his Plymouth Barracuda in a gully in Los Angeles. According to police, the fire department had to saw off the roof to free the passengers inside. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More than $100 billion of about $300 billion in new U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports took effect earlier this week, with the rest due to hit in December. By year's end, nearly every good imported from China will be taxed by the U.S. government, about $550 billion worth of total goods. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds us,
tariffs are generating revenue. You're sharing some of that money with the farmers that have been hard hit. But tariffs as a policy over time, I don't really like because it does eventually go to the consumer. But here's what I do like. I do like the idea that President Trump, unlike every other president, is actually doing something about China's cheating. I like President Bush a lot. Tried to work with President Obama. President Trump has designated China as a currency manipulator when the other two presidents refused to do so because they are. And these tariffs are designed to get China to buy more of our products. The $500 billion trade deficit means that China is selling us $500 billion more than they buy from us. And the tariffs are trying to level that playing field, but mainly to change our business practices, which are way out of line with international norms.
And finally, New York City Mayor Democrat Bill de Blasio spent a total of 7 hours at work in City Hall during the month of May when he announced his intention to run for president of the United States. Records show that de Blasio visited his City Hall office in New York City 6 times. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.